My name is Anis, and I'm one of the people carrying out the research on behalf of Siraj for this project. Can I start by your names?
Praveen Patel.
Hello, Praveen.
Kandu Patel.
Kandu Patel.
Babu Patel.
Babu Bhai.
Ishwar Patel.
Ishwar Bhai. Nice to see you all here. Now, I'll start just with a question, then you can either turn by turn karo ya jaisa tumhar karo. Why do you think the cricket is popular among the Asian community? Is it because it's the main sport?
In India,
people came from India, they are most...
They love cricket in India. Yeah.
Main sport in India is cricket.
Most people
are all Asian.
Is it because it's also called like international dimension? If India goes in other countries, it's called the international dimension.
That's right,
That's an attraction as well. Is it because of the role model as well? The cricketers are like in India.
More it's getting more popular now, cricket. Being played worldwide now.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why Asians are getting a bit more interested. Being a worldwide sport.
Good one. Anything else you want to add to this question? Why do you think cricket is popular?
The other thing is on TV now. Used to be no TV in it.
I think when we first started off cricket, I think the Indians and the Asian group used to hang around together and started cricket off as an Asian group. We never mixed the English side of it.
Yeah.
Now,
maybe because of the language as well. Because of maybe English, lack of English, and that's the sport we could fit in.
It's also because the cricket is passed from generation to generation in India. That's one of the reasons it could be, isn't it? The popularity. Can you introduce your group and your name, please?
My name is Javed.
Javed. Welcome, Javed. I'm just asking questions. They're very informal. You can chip in whenever. What role did cricket play for the people who first came to Preston? We're only talking about the Preston scene here. What role did the cricket play? Is it one of the few social activities at that time when, like the gentleman was saying, it brought people together?
It brought a lot of families together.
You made new friends as well.
When I came over from India, I hardly know him.
Yeah,
I just know him from cricket.
The community was mixing together. There was no such thing like this is Patel or this is Dalal or this is Muslim and this is Vora or whatever. Because we were like one team, we used to make one team of 11 players. You want to play cricket, yeah, come in my team, no matter who you are. That was the one of them.
They also like a break as well. See hard work people were doing at that time in the factories and whatever. A welcome break, sort of thing, isn't it, from the Indian life? And you would like that?
Again, like I said, I was brought up in this country, so I'm a complete outsider to what these guys are saying. So.
More like English now.
Excellent. Now, the next question is, what was your most memorable moment in playing cricket? I mean, you probably scored a lot of runs or took the wickets.
A hard trick, and the Caribbean was... one wrong. I took a hard trick, and we got him out. Three runs left.
We only book a score about 29.
That's right, 28, 29.
And there were three runs.
They needed three runs, I think.
And they got three.
I took three wickets, four wickets, and I took a hat trick at that time. From that day, Caribbean's second team was finished. That day, Caribbean was finished.
Memorable moment. There will be some for each of them.
My memorable moment. Well, bowling, West Indian Test cricketer Eldin Baptist twice in one over. Twice in one over.
Can't beat that, man.
You bowled twice in one over.
Twice in one over. One was a no ball and one was a
West Indian Test cricketer Baptist. He bowled him twice in one over.
Because, like I said, at the age of 14, I'm only 26 now. 5 years I played at Blackpool. Currently I'm playing in Bolton. But that's the most memorable moment. At the age of 14, getting a test cricket round twice in one over.
Can't beat it, man. Can't beat it. Definitely.
I don't know. I think my most memorable time, not the most memorable moment, but memorable time.
Yeah.
I think I was about 13 years old. And I went to I was scoring for Gujarat. These are the older guys playing. I used to be the scorer then.
Right, eh?
And then at one time they were short of players, and they said, "Can you play?" So me being a scorer, they got me to play at 13. And I just held out towards the end.
You got the break there, didn't you?
I think that was quite a memorable moment. Playing for the first time.
Yeah.
Against the oldest, you know. When all I did was go scoring. That's how I started, just scoring.
Excellent. Any funny incident if you remember?
Yeah, when we played like in the Hinti Cup or so, play about 5 days. We play about 5 days. Tuesday to Friday, we made about 200 and something runs. And end of the game, we had a tie. So that's I think we had a good time in the
So you betted. You've been betting for 4 days.
No, usually we finish like 1 or 2 days. But that, we scored about 200 runs. At the end of the game, we'd be a tie. They made 206 or so.
Lasted about 4 days.
Yeah, 4 days.
Sometimes you get bad light, sometimes you get rain off, or sometimes you fell on the next day.
Well, I used to bat about 9 or 10, and then one time Fonzi came to play, and Dilip, it was only me and Dilip left, and we needed about 4 runs, and Dilip was, well, I was batting, and Dilip said, "Come on, get one, and get me on the batting." And that guy called me, and I just hit him on 6.
Oh, right.
You remember that?
Fonzi.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I
was like,
"Oh, it's me, I don't know."
Can I use your way?
No member for
No, I mean the
left right.
Sorry?
Something else.
Let me think. I think it won't tell anything.
Yeah, it could be the whole experience of playing cricket is memorable, don't you? I mean, if you, one particular incident.
Best memory was like playing New Gujarat and Mandara. It was like playing Manchester United and Manchester City in a local derby. I think that was the best thing, you know. Every year, whether it's home match or away match, you know, we all good friends. But on the park, we were like, it was like a local derby to us. And I tell you, every time we played, there was a good memory involved for most of the games. And one game we played against Mandara, if you remember, Dilip played for you lot,
yeah,
his time, and he only won 17 runs. And they had 7 wickets in hand, Mandara. Yeah? You remember that? And Bal went on bowling, and he got 4 in 1 over. Yeah. And then we got 2 run out. Yeah. I'm listening about it. Just before the league finished, I think that was. But it was a good memory, that one.
Anything to add? This is an important question. Do you think cricket is as popular now with the young people as it was when you were young? You might chip in as well, but mainly for them. Do you think it's...
I think it's getting popular now because a lot of 20 games, you know, used to be nobody wants to know, but since they start 20 and 1 days, I think young circle get in a bit in it.
But do you think football has taken over?
I think so. I think there's other sports and other interests that the kids are picking up on now.
Yeah, I think the main thing, I think young generation, it's like our sons, you know, they not took interest like what we did. Like, you know, 60s, 70s, what we did.
Yeah.
Our kids has not took all the same interest. Lack of that was the team.
I totally agree. Like I said, I'm 26. I don't recall anybody from my age group playing cricket. Nobody. I'll be honest with you, it's not down to the kids as well. It's down to the parents' influence as well. The parents are basically encouraging the kids to study first, sports comes after.
Yeah, become a doctor.
Absolutely. So study first, sports can always come. That's the way I perceive it.
Well, it is true. And the second thing is like, people who born, well, people who born in this country, obviously they like football. I think they're in their blood is more possible.
Yeah, first, absolutely. Yeah.
It's like we came from India and cricket is first in our blood, you see?
Yeah, but they play school all the time, football as well. Isn't it?
The only reason why I'm into cricket is down to my dad. When my dad was playing, I was still going to watch him. That's what I'm talking
about. But a lot of the schools are not premium.
Yeah, but
absolutely. You know, when we were kids,
every school didn't play cricket. Every school. But now, a lot of the schools are not promoting cricket. The other thing is, television is not promoting cricket.
No.
They haven't got cricket on normal channels.
Normal four.
You've got to watch it on Sky. If they want more cricket, it should be on TV.
What do you think about the local scene? I mean, do you think the decline in the, you know, the park league could be one of the reasons, one of the factors?
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah. I guess, like I said, I was reading up on the history of the parks league.
Yeah.
And it's just, you see more park now in summer and people footballing and the cricket pitches.
You see,
if you keep it
on the league, still running, then there'll be more youngsters keep playing.
My dad was saying there was a stage when nobody could even walk on the pitches. Never mind.
Yeah, when we play, all men, all football, nobody is full, because nobody can walk.
Now people are with boots and playing football.
It's the same game, isn't
it? Like, our kids used to play when we go and they come to us.
They are just from now, and then they start interesting.
Yeah, they are born and born. Like about 10 years now, isn't it? Stop playing.
Yeah, actually, I'm back from time, at least Nalan Chukra, Bravo, and Ajua, and I'm
okay. Yeah, that's where they started, in our school.
I don't think they're promoting enough cricket. Schools are not promoting it, television is not promoting it. And this is where you just pick things up. Television radio.
So do you think the revitalizing sort of the park league could do another good thing?
It's not, like I said, there could be a very good park cricketer who the youngsters will come and watch. I think I want to copy this guy.
Yeah. So,
see, I think West Indies League went for what, maybe 100 years? Or I don't know how many years. West Indies League went for a long time. Only the reason I think it stopped, because there was no new team coming in. If I remember, was it 2001 or something like that? The league was like cutting from five to now.
Two leagues and one league.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So the team was going less and less and less. Only the reason because all the oldies going out, no youngsters playing coming in. Sometimes they have a problem getting young players on the pitch. No, some of them team.
Because
the reason because obviously everybody had commitment. You know, when you were like, we were playing when you were like 30, 35. That age group. Obviously, we have a family, we have commitments, but there was no youngsters who had no commitment, like 18, 19 years old, kid one taking on.
Yeah,
on that time.
Good answer, yeah.
Because some of them, I tell you something, like St. Michael's, I remember, or maybe Space Jeans, there was hardly about three youngsters in a team.
All oldies, isn't it?
We had a new Gujarat.
It was a very popular team, wasn't it?
Space Jeans. But I mean, if you look at it, the age was like 30 plus. No, like, there was nobody 18 or 17. Same thing with the new Gujarat, who came late, obviously. New Gujarat had about two or three players who was like in 20s. The rest of them were like 32, you know, 34. So that's why they couldn't keep up then after. Because those people who was 30, after 7 is 37. And that was a problem, I think. Hit more, I think, to the league. And that's why it stopped there.
Thank you, Shivani. How important do you think cricket will be to the Asian community of Preston in 20, 30 years' time?
I see a very bleak future.
Will there still be enthusiasm and the same sort of spirit?
Unless there's some sort of organized comes. Like, you know, before, people were interested because there was a league going on, Preston District League. You know, do you want to enter? You got a certain date to put your name in, or blah, blah, blah. unless something starts now.
Or something starts
at
school.
Or the city league or something like that. And then maybe youngsters or people get
started. So it's my thing.
Yeah. I think you need to revitalize to bring that community all together. I know there's still a few who are interested, like Abbas and Memoir. They're still interested in cricket, but they're playing elsewhere, you know, in Palace. You get the other Asians playing for Preston or Pendleton or whatever, you know. You're not going to bring them back together unless you revitalize it. Maybe bring up a league.
Absolutely.
Do you think the participation will be same as the white population? That's not going to decline, is what I mean. That's going to be steady, my opinion. We're only talking about the Asians here.
I'll be honest with you, I just don't see any Asians playing well in this time in Preston.
Yes.
That's the way I look at it. Yes. If they do, they'll be playing for the individual clubs, like, for example, Preston, Pemberton, whoever.
But not the Asian
league. I just don't see an Asian league in Preston. I just don't see it happening.
Or Asian team, yeah.
I just don't see it happening anymore. Seriously, because there's no youngsters interested in cricket now.
And the last question is again very important for the project as well. What would you like to see happen, sort of thing, in terms of the organisation of cricket in Preston? Very general question, but that's your views on how you would like the future of the cricket in Preston.
For Asians.
Do you think Asian-run club, like the Asian club, would be an answer, sort of thing? Should I just start as this thing, Red Rose Club, sort of thing? And it's attracting quite an interest now.
It's what I'm going to say, if it's something like that.
Yeah.
You know, then maybe people,
again,
they will take interest. Yeah.
Talking from experience, it can happen. Again, at the moment, Bolton Indians, Dean and Derby, they're Asian-run cricket clubs. Yeah? And they've been running for how many years? You see, they've just had a £1 million lottery grant and they've built an indoor school. So an Asian club can happen, but it's going to take a lot of
hard work. Yeah.
That's it. Dean and Derby and Bolton Indians have been going for years.
Yeah. We're talking about the Preston scene here, yeah? Like you said, in Bolton and other places, they are still doing okay, aren't they?
I think we need to build a side, we need to build a nice, proper Asian side, and maybe enter one of the leagues.
And probably set up the Park Cricket League as well, isn't it? I mean, that's what
that
you mentioned before,
yeah. But I think we really need to build a nice profit building, competing to know the league. A good league.
What about more coaching facilities from the white cricketers, sort of thing? Popular white cricketers. Coaching scheme available to Asia. Would that make
sense? I think that's good for youngster, in it.
Yeah.
Some youngster coming out.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't have to be the Asian coaches, you see what I mean?
No.
Excellent. Anything else to add before I switch it off? Yeah, you know, I get what to get my name in Preston.
Good. What I want to mention is cricket now is a very expensive sport as well. If you're looking for a decent cricket bat, you're looking at over £100. Pads, £50, gloves, £30-40. So it's not a cheap sport to play. So that's why a lot of kids are thinking that I might as well get £50 football boots and I'm away in the parks. A cricket, just a bat will cost me £100.
Very good point.
I think so. The cost is a factor as well.
Yeah, cost is a factor, but I think you need to provide the facilities. If the facilities are there, I think people will play. You know, like Moor Park, if the pitch is still there, properly rolled and cut and everything, I think you'll get people on it every weekend. You know, youngsters will come and play.
And if they're properly set up clubs, then they can bear the cost as well, isn't it? From different funding sources. The participation is there. That can happen as well.
I think, as I said, if something starts, like Red Rose Club or something,
yeah.
Just start off with one, or maybe you got 40, maybe, then the 50 will come, mixed. You know, because it doesn't matter. But who it is, because everything matter, the English, Muslims, Hindus, or whatever it is. But you have to make 11 players, and all the fans, oh, come on, you're playing. Whatever they are, you know, if you think you can play.
But sport clubs, only one day. Asking everybody to.
That's what he's planning for the next one, yeah.
No, I think he might be.
And then the last youngsters
you do from there on.
I think since Preston District broke up, I think cricket finished there. I think you need to revitalize that.
Have to organize
everybody wants to play.
Everybody wants to play.
Yeah. There's no leagues, no facilities.
Can't forget cricket.
You can't.
See, like in Pacific League, there's some team went off, then new team came in, didn't they? Because the league was going.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, there's some team was gone, but they replaced that one. There's another team.
Yeah.
Because it was going.
Is it just Preston?
I mean, what about Bolton? I'll be honest with you, Bolton Blackwood is still very strong.
The
top cricket is very strong in Blackwood. You go midweek,
yeah.
There's about three leagues just in midweek.
So why is Blackwood so strong and things like that, whereas there's nothing in Preston?
There was one decline, but it came on. Remember that?
At Pleasanton, go on a Sunday, it's all full.
The problem is with the Preston only, and that hence this project basically, to find out why there is a steep decline in it.
Do you think this is just a few tournaments?
Thank you very much indeed, guys, and thanks for your participation.